Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, and today we're going to take a look at what the numerology says for the week of November 13th through the 19th. I go Monday to Sunday here in the U.S. So we're going to take a look at that this week, see what the numbers say. It's the first time I'm looking at them. The first time you see them is the first time I see them. I talk about all kinds of things. Numerology is one of those fun things, is Pythagorean numerology. With you can watch the first video I did. We talk about the influence of Rosemary Templeton and her book on numerology. And I do a little bit different twist, same idea with the grid, but I interpret the rows and columns a little bit differently. In my other videos and podcasts and articles, I also talk about your personal journey. And I talk about fun technical topics like blockchain, crypto, AI, and everywhere where humanity's going. So if you like this, share it with a friend. Let me know. I've opened up comments on videos, and you can reach me on all the socials. So let's dive in. Let's take a look and see what we've got going on this week. Okay, general trends. So we have, throughout the month of November, we still get to enjoy 1, 2, 3. This is the column of God consciousness, and that's exciting to see. And we have 7 and 9 every day this week as well. So those are pretty nice numbers. And I want to take a look at each day in terms of what kind of energy it's bringing and what kind of advantage, or, you know, what are the types of activities that we'll have the most success on those types of days, what we can expect in the world. Now, each of these grids is laid out for humanity at large. If you want to know what your grid looks like for that day, you just take your ruling number and make sure that you include it. And notice that the numbers are always in the same positions. 1 is always at the bottom left. 3 is always at the top left. These are their positions, and either it's showing up in its block or it's not. And they don't ever move around. They're always in the same spot on the grid, right? 5 is always in the middle. 9 is always in the top right. So to get your ruling number, remember, just take the birth date, the day you were born, day, month, year, add up all those digits. That will get you a 2-digit number. Take those 2 digits and add them together. So you keep going until you get down to a 1-digit number. So I'm a 5. So for example, if you're a 5 like me, ruling number 5, then every single one of these grids for you as an individual, you would fill in the 5. And we have some of those here. And that's going to affect how these energies affect you in particular. But let's talk about humanity at large first, and then we'll take a look at some of the ruling numbers that will feel differently this week. So Monday, very nice. I like this pattern. So we have God consciousness is the dominating consciousness of the 3 that we work with in this method. So we have God consciousness, we also have the subconscious, and we have the human consciousness. So God consciousness is largely in control. This is excellent. We have the top row 369. This is information, all about information. And we have the bottom row filled in. It's kind of like tic-tac-toe. We get excited when we have a row or a column or a diagonal filled in. 147 is the row of the material. So if you kind of think of them crossing, 1 is divine material, love, oneness, things like that. Also nature. 4 is going to be subconscious material. It's also the number of foundation. And 7 is human material. People, buildings, things that humans made. So when you have the whole row like that, so this gives us a heavy emphasis on information and the physical world, the material world at large. So I would expect news about the material world, information, data, things going on. This is not, and just because I say news does not make it ominous. So this could be positive information or it could be negative information. We have the 6, which is normally the number of drama, but it's included in a nice complete 3, 6, 9 information row. So this really could go. This could go any direction. So information about the physical world. So this Monday is a great day if you have a job researching anything. Monday is a great day for research. And it's a great day for trying to understand things better. Tuesday, this is great. So what's the difference? The only difference between Monday and Tuesday is this 5. And so the 5 in the middle, and again, if you're a ruling number 5, you always have the 5 in the middle, gets us both of these diagonals. So 3, 5, 7 is the diagonal of manifestation, and 1, 5, 9 is the diagonal of inspiration. So this is a Tuesday of this week, the 14th will be a fabulous day for both, for humanity wide, for finding inspiration, new ideas, for manifesting, for getting things done, for taking action. Again, we have the emphasis on the material world, which includes nature. This Tuesday is just a great day. Whatever your aspirations are, if you need ideas or you're trying to get things done, Tuesday, November 14th is a great day for that. So that subtle difference between the difference between Monday and Tuesday. So Monday, unless you're a ruling number 5, you don't have a lot of action in your chart, but you do have the gathering of information. You're sort of preparing, right? So Monday is researching, and Tuesday is very action-oriented and accomplishing things. The other difference between these 2 days is Monday is a ruling 4. Each day has a 1 number that you get just, again, adding up all the digits. And 4 is the number of foundations. So this information that you're gathering Monday will be foundational to what you're doing next. Tuesday is a 5 day. That's a day of action, and we definitely see that in the numbers. Let's take a look at Wednesday. Wow, everything but 4. So when the grids get really filled up like this, it can be very interesting. So we have God consciousness and human consciousness, both affecting information and energy, but not the physical world. So that's a very, very interesting day. You do have the diagonals of inspiration and manifestation. And so in this case, what you're inspired about and what you are taking action on or manifesting or creating are not physical world things, but information things and energy things, which is the difference from Tuesday. So on Tuesday, things are really happening, things are being accomplished, but they're relevant to the physical world or the material. Wednesday, things are happening, but they're relevant to information and energy. So I mean energy in the physics sense of the word and in the metaphysical sense of the word. Why? Because same thing. Wednesday is a ruling number 6, so there could be a little drama that day, but there could be some drama in general. Maybe people have an attitude, but it's not a day of serious drama. And in fact, I don't see a serious drama anywhere here this week, so that would be awesome. Thursday of this coming week, we have God consciousness affecting information. Quite a lot of that this week. God consciousness affecting information. And then we have human material being very isolated. People, look how isolated that 7 is from everything else. People, buildings, cars, infrastructure. People and the things that people have made being just isolated and separated from information and God consciousness affecting the information, but humans and infrastructure being isolated from that. This is also a 7-day. So it's a day that's very focused on people and infrastructure and buildings and cars. So this feels like war news to me on Thursday. Sorry, guys, but that's what that feels like on Thursday to me. This feels like developments in wars. It could also be, let's give this a positive effect as well. This could also be information about, I was going to say some new kind of infrastructure, but no, this is information about the isolation of people and buildings and things. And I think we all know where that's coming from. So let's take a look at Friday and hope for some better news. So Friday we've got God consciousness. This is an interesting setup. You have the full column for God consciousness and human consciousness both at play, affecting what? Nothing. We don't have a single complete row here. Now, that's obviously a different story. If you're a ruling number 6, then you have information and you have a bridging of information between divine and human consciousness. If you're a ruling number 5, you have the energy, you're bridging energy between human and divine, and you've got manifestation and inspiration. If you're a ruling number 4, then you are having a bridge in the material world between the human and the divine. So these could all be very positive things. If you are none of those, if you're ruling number 1, 2, 3 or 7, 8, 9, then what you're going to feel here is a very human day. It's a day where you're likely to get frustrated, angry, guilty, some of our less preferred human emotions. And it's a day where you're going to feel this separation between your human self and the divine. So that can be a very uncomfortable day. It's an 8-day, so that's going to be a day that's focused on money. If that's payday, make smart choices. But that's what Friday looks like. Saturday, we have exactly the same pattern. So if you're a ruling number 1, 2, 3 or 7, 8, 9, you've got this separation between the human consciousness and the divine. You're going to feel separate. You're going to be acting human, fallible, less than perfect, less than ideal. And again, same idea. If you're a ruling number 6, you're bridging information between human and divine consciousness. So that could be very cool. If you're a ruling number 5, you're bridging energy between human and divine. That gets you inspiration and manifestation on that day. This is a fantastic week for ruling number 5s. I am excited to tell you, especially as a ruling 5. And if you're a ruling 6, I'm sorry, if you're a ruling 4, then you're going to have that bridging between human divine be in the material world. This is overall is a 9-day, because remember I'm working mod 9 down here. I know, math geek, but that's how we roll. And 9 is the number of human information, of human awareness of information. So, you know, it's a good day, but do watch out if your ruling number is not in that middle column, 4, 5, 6, then you could have a couple days of just acting very human. So watch your behavior. Watch what you say. Keep it chill. Keep it cool. Don't get too down on yourself. You may struggle with your spiritual work Friday and Saturday because of that if your ruling number is not in that middle column. So then let's see what we get Sunday. Sunday we have God consciousness. Sorry, I keep moving the charts there for you. We have God consciousness, and we have 7 and 9. And so we have this, again, this sense of some of isolation of people and buildings and infrastructure and isolation of information. Now, that Sunday is a ruling one day, which is usually a very good thing. One is the number of love and unity and nature. I wouldn't expect to get a lot done that day unless you're a ruling 5. If you're a ruling 5, this is a monster day for accomplishment. If you're not, take it easy. It's Sunday anyway. Not a lot actually happening in the world at large. So that's actually a good thing. So overall, not a bad week. I would watch out for Thursday on the geopolitical front. In terms of finance and the markets, we've got a couple, you know, we have a few days in here with ruling number 8. If you're going to see anything in the finance, crypto, stock markets, anything, you know, truly interesting happening, it's going to be on Wednesday, Friday or Saturday, most likely Friday. But because we don't have information, you know, the concept of, or the row of information coming in on Friday, I don't see a whole lot this week on that. But it would be Friday if there was going to be something going on in finance and crypto. In terms of your personal life, this is where you really want to put your ruling number in here. And you can also put in your number for this year, which you're going to get the same, similar to your ruling number. Your number for this year, take your day and your month of your birthday. So let's say your birthday is, I don't know, July 2nd. So then you would say 2/7. And the 2nd of July, and then you put this year, 2023, so 2023. And you would add all those digits up, that gets you a 2-digit number. Add those digits up and keep going until you get a 1-digit number. And that's your number for the year. So I am a ruling 5 having an 8 year. So for me, every single one of these charts has the 5 and the 8 filled in all year. So the middle is where 5 lives, right? And the numbers never change from their locations. They either show up or they don't. But 5 lives in the middle, 8 lives on the right middle. And so every one of these will have 5 and 8 for me. If you are a ruling 5 having a 6 year, then, you know, 5 and 6, 6 lives up here in the top middle, would be there every single time. So I promise, watch enough of these, you'll get it. You'll get it, and you'll be able to chart these out for yourself every day, which is big fun. But until then, come hang out with me, and I'll tell you what I think's going on. So pretty good, pretty good. Not a ton of drama. And in terms of your personal life, you may struggle a bit with your spiritual practice on Friday and Saturday, but that doesn't mean don't do it. Just understand that if you do struggle on those days, it's okay. It's okay. Just be like, fine, right? Knowing that that's kind of the energy you're working with. Like, yeah, you know, I thought that might be a struggle today. That's okay. That's all right. And Sunday might be a bit of the same. All right, so that's what's going on the week of November 13th, 2023. If you like this, let me know. Hit me up on the socials. If you're on YouTube, click the like button and subscribe. If you're on podcast, check out the next one or send me a text at my website, KatherineColleen.com. That is linked up down below. And have a fabulous week. We'll see you on the next one.